This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Presenting a good day with the DJV gang. The DJV gang consists of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I wonder if we were to give you other names, like stage names, what would they be? What would be a good stage name for Jennifer Horn, other than Jennifer Horn? Not a bad stage name, but let's just say you had to come up with some other. The name of an animal associated with you. We were just talking off the air about Froggy.
Cat.
You have a cat, so you want to be Catty? Jennifer?
No, I don't.
I don't think, that's not like you to be Catty.
No.
All right, but take a...
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, depends on who it is. If we're talking about Megyn Kelly, that would be, you'd be maybe a little Catty there, yeah?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Right. I mean, you know, I have it in me.
Yeah, I know you do. Apparently, she... Had Bill O'Reilly problems, too. Not that that's anything germane to our conversation. Victoria, stage name for you.
I have no idea.
But bring yourself up. Yeah, go ahead.
I have no idea, honestly.
I'm thinking about Gaga and how she came up with the name Gaga. Because her
real
name...
that's from a Queen song.
Yeah.
Okay. Radio Gaga.
Yeah. All right, so... We got that connection, so there may be
something. I'm way too lazy to have another name. Like, that's a whole other identity that I don't have time to manage.
Really? Your brain doesn't get any gear.
I'm fine. Just sticking with my boring name.
Victoria, I don't think it's a boring name. I think Victoria's a great name.
Oh,
and
thanks.
Keelan.
And since that's not your married name, you could actually say it's your stage name now.
Right.
Well, actually, it is my married name. I didn't change my name.
No. And Jennifer, you're not changing yours, right?
No, probably not.
Nah, come on. Stick with it. Carrie, are you going to change your name when you get married?
I don't know. It's not on my radar at all. I'll let you know when it happens.
All right. So if we plan things right, we'll all be going to Kara's wedding in about 10 years. Jennifer's maybe in 5.
We're getting there. We're working towards it.
Good.
Once they rebuild the venue, right?
Mm. Yeah, right. Yeah.
You're going to go somewhere else? That was one of the venues, the wine places that burned down. The folks didn't hear that conversation. Jennifer was planning to get married in a wine area up in Northern California. They got burned to the ground. So now you've got to pick something that would be much better for those of us who want to stick around, like the Staples Center. You could fill up the Staples Center.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
There was a wedding there recently, right?
Sure,
didn't we talk about
Staples?
Some... Yeah, there was some Russian billionaire's daughter who got married at the Staples Center.
Oh, right.
Perfect, Dougie.
Remember
you going to spot me?
Yeah. All right, let's go around the nation, around the world. Today is United Nations Day. In 1945, on this day, the foundational treaty of the UN came into effect. The intent was to replace the League of Nations, which had been a miserable failure, and basically sowed the seeds. The seeds for World War II were settled by the League of Nations and their interpretation of the Treaty of Versailles and what sort of box it put the Germans in. It started as the First World War finished. You could have predicted the next day that there was going to be a World War II. So... And the League of Nations, the United Nations is supposed to keep another war like World War II from occurring. So let's see how they're doing. How much are they involved in Kim Jong-un's reality? Have you seen anybody from the UN over there?
Huh.
I recall.
Not much.
Reports.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. A lot of talk. Speaking of talk, I stayed up way too late last night. I hope it doesn't become obvious, but the... attraction first to watch why George W. Bush and Barack Obama were laughing at that event over the weekend. Did you see that video, that portion? It's about 3.5 minutes into the presentation that was made by all the five presidents. When Bill Clinton is speaking, something tickled both Barack Obama and George Bush, who were standing next to each other. And Bush has that impish grin anyway.
He does.
And he turns over, he looks at Obama, and Obama just, like, just breaks out laughing. And the two of them are looking at it, and that's all. There was nothing said, so they must have said something to each other before. Bush pretty much commanded that event, but it was at his library, or in that vicinity, I guess. And so with that came, I watched that speech, and I thought, okay, I'm going to watch the whole thing, and I did. Jimmy Carter was Jimmy Carter. The praise that they heaped on Daddy Bush was cool, the way the crowd reacted to him and his being there. All the presidents had their own constituency there, for sure. But then, after that, there was a little promo on the tape for what amounted to a TED Talk, which had been done earlier in the day between Bill Clinton and George Bush, who were promoting some kind of specialty series and event that they have at the George Bush Library, George Bush the Son. And in that, it was almost an hour, and I watched the whole thing. I was fascinated. If you get a chance to go, you can Google it, I'm sure. Just put Bush Clinton in, and it'll bring you to this interview with the two of them that was utterly fascinating. It was, I thought about it. I was awake until easily 1 o'clock, thinking about what they had said to each other, their attitude toward each other, the friendship that they've developed. Bill Clinton explains how he and the family got to be friends, and George kids him, saying that he spends more time in Kennebunk with his parents than he, that Clinton spends more time with his parents than he, George, spends with his parents. And the two of them are obviously very fond of one another. And yet there was that bitter political reality that existed when Clinton ran against George Bush the father. And then they worked on some projects together, and that's how they became friends. But the lesson here, other than seeing how fabulously friendly they were with each other, or are with each other, was what Clinton kept harping on, and that was how, even in the face of political reality, I guess that's probably the best way of putting it, that, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans don't always agree, they got things done. They worked through their problems. They got things to the point of it really mattering that they were there. And they both said, nothing matters anymore, because nothing is getting done. And they're right. There isn't anything being done. And I just thought it was fascinating to hear the two of them do that, who are really leaders. I used to not think that George Bush was that great a leader, but I always thought he was a pretty cool guy. And I feel the same about Obama, frankly. The news media does this number on these people, like, and what they're doing with Trump now. I mean, say what you will about him. No matter how bad he is, he's not as bad as they're portraying him to be. It's just this gang bang mentality. Anything that's wrong. Yesterday, I didn't even want to go over the headlines. I looked at some of these things that supposedly Trump is doing, or somebody that's close to him is doing, and it's a ragtag bunch of crap. And so the real problems and the real issues get sort of wasted, mired in this foolish celebrity status that we've placed on presidents, and they talk about that and the reality of what it's like to live in the White House. I'm just at Kara, did you find it? I think everybody should watch it. Take the time to watch it, because it has not only a nice feel to it about the American presidency, but it also has some really good solutions for all of us to think about when it comes to the partisanship that is destroying our country, because that's what it is. I think the news media thinks they're so smart, but they're doing a lot to destroy the base of the country. Say what you will about wanting to Trump's nuts and you got to get him out of there, blah blah blah. The pettiness that is evident is really disgusting. So to go back to hailing how neat it is to see. Now, you could say, well, they have no care in the world, and that kind of stuff. It just, they do. They're working. George is having a, George says his life is boring. Bill Clinton says his life is exciting because he likes to work and he's on the road all the time. But for the foundation, but it, I don't know. It made me feel good about them, and I wanted to feel good about something last night because had a horrible meeting on some town business, and so it was worth staying up for. But I would advise or encourage anyone who has the time and the inclination and likes that sort of thing to spend a couple of minutes watching them and feeling how different the whole atmosphere is around them. All right, did I oversell my case?
No, I think a lot of people feel that way when they see former presidents and when they're together and laughing at whatever they're laughing at. I think that's something that, you know, there was a lot made of this, too, on social media. And people just, for the first, I mean, there's always the, you know, the trolls who just don't like anybody. So, you know, they're never going to be happy. But separate from that, regular, normal, you know, mentally healthy people were saying that, you know, it was very patriotic to see them together, that they felt pride in the country. And I mean, it had a really powerful effect.
Oh, very much so.
And all ex-presidents, regardless of party, you know, a lot of experts have been writing about this too, saying, you know, current presidents, no matter what they do, they're always going to have a faction of the audience that's against them. Mm. And as soon as they transfer into like the realm of ex-president, it's amazing how much that opens up. I mean, look at George W. Bush. He was possibly the most maligned president in the history of America.
And
I certainly was right there, too. But I love him as a person, and I follow him on Instagram, and I like what he does. I mean, it's just amazing once you cross out of that office how the world really does open up for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a feel-good moment. It really is, I think. And those are few and far between things that we like to focus on here, much as anything else. All right, speaking of feeling good, the secret to a better night's sleep. 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from sleep disorder. Sleep disturbances are common in older adults and involve a variety of problems, including difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, interrupted breathing, restless leg syndrome. A person's racial background can influence their likelihood of developing a sleep disorder. Mental health is linked to sleep. The study raises the possibility that sleep could be affected by the degree to which somebody feels that their life is purposeful and meaningful. And isn't that cool? So all of this come around to thinking about how to get a better night's sleep in the technical sense, the mechanical sense. These other things are all things that you can deal with because they are, and we'll put them together as part of our podcast for the GoodDayHealthShow.com, and you'll have answers to some of the things that are brought up here between our two doctor experts. Look forward to that. GoodDayHealthShow.com, the podcast there. But I want to just help you get a better night's rest using your pillow, using my pillow, using the My Pillow. That's the name of the company. That's the name of the product. That's what you are going to have. I'm not sharing this pillow with you. This is My Pillow. My Pillow will allow you to fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And the benefits they go way beyond that. It's just something that I want you to consider as we think about the holidays coming up. Buy a premium pillow, pay for one, get two. How about that one? So you and a loved one have new pillows for Christmas. It's not a stocking stuffer. You won't get it in the stocking unless it's big. But you'll get it in the pillowcase. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's for the three of us, DJV, the promo code at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free. Help yourself to a great, not a good, but a great night's rest. Let's go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, 21 after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Continuing what is a fabulous half-hour conversation, if I do say so myself, here's the focus on Stevie Wonder and his House Full of Toys event, scheduled for December 10th. It's one of the many, how many, you can name a dozen Stevie Wonder songs that we all like, right? Don't you think? This
oh,
is
yeah.
one of them.
It's
you are the
one.
Sunshine of my life. What a great feeling you get listening to this. Stevie's returning to L.A. to the Staples Center for his annual House Full of Toys charity event on the 10th of December. This year he'll be performing works from his iconic 1972 album Talking Book and his 73 album Inner Visions. Wonder performs with special guests. They have not all been announced yet, right? So they're not on the list. Who's shown up in the past? Anybody remember?
Last year was Lionel Richie and John Legend.
Really?
I like him. I believe it's right in front of you. computer just froze.
Okay, here it is. Yeah. Tori Kelly.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I missed that part of it. Thank you. I missed
the fine print. You missed the fine print.
I missed the fine print, yes. This thing started back in 96 in the House of Blues on Sunset Strip. Wonder's House Full of Toys charity benefited children and people with disabilities, families in need during the holidays. What a great event. So what you do if you're going to go to the concert, you bring a toy or something that you want to donate. You don't wrap it, though, because unfortunately we've got some creeps around. And isn't that amazing how that... that whole thing, although it used to wrap up presents that you were going to give, but now you can't do that anymore. So they're at 21 years, this event. The joy of giving in the spirit of song will make this night such pleasured fun for the old and the young, said Stevie Wonder. This year's event, let's see here.
It must be pretty big. If they're moving to the Staples Center, he must have somebody big coming in, too.
Yeah. Well, he can fill the Staples Center. I don't need any help. I think he
can fill the Staples. He always has special guests, so.
Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 Pacific time at AXS.com. That's Mark Cuban's thing, right? He's got the cable channel, same thing.
Well, that is true. I don't know if it's the same as this, but maybe.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, good for Stevie Wonder, good for everybody who goes. If I were going to be, when is it, December 10th? I'm not going to be there then. If I were, I'd want to go to that.
That'd be fun, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, cool. Very nice. All right, let's see. What other benefits do we have here? Here's the Country Rising benefit concert scheduled for the 12th of next month in Nashville. That's sold out. Still hope for those who weren't able to get tickets, though. Organizers announced that there'll be a second event happening on the same night called Country Rising Downtown Jam at the Ascend Amphitheater in Nashville, featuring some of the hottest new acts. Let's see. There's going to be there. John Pardee, Eric Paisley, Chris Jansen. You're going to help me with this, Jen, because I don't know some of these people.
You're doing really well, yeah.
Carly Pierce, Drake White, Lindsay, is it L? Lindsay L?
That one, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know who that is, actually.
Tucker Beathard, Bobby Bones, and the Raging Idiots.
Bobby Bones? Isn't that the guy who does the Monster Mash?
No, that's Bobby Boris Pickett.
Oh.
Yeah, Bobby Bones is a radio host, but I guess he puts out some of his own music. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's a disc jockey.
Yeah.
Maybe like professional disc jockey.
Yeah.
Even I, how about that? I knew that. So the original show that's going to be on first, the roster has Jason Aldean, Derek Bentley, Sam Hunt, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Martina McBride, Reba, Chris Stapleton, George Strait, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, benefiting Country Rising Fund of the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, supporting charitable initiatives to help victims of the hurricanes. So good for them. This is good. A lot of good charity events still going on. 28 after the hour. I think it's time to take a heart.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now with Staples, get free data backup service. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28 in store only. Must provide external hard drive. See associate for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Go 34 at the hour. Hi, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen presenting a what amounts to a good day. I saw something that we're always talking about how you can follow us on Twitter and social media and stuff at DJV Show and at Jennifer Horn and at On Air Victoria and at C Schillen and at Doug Steffen and the Facebook place. Just go to facebook.com/DJV Show. I saw something yesterday. I don't understand. You'll have to explain, please, to me how this is taken care of. I understand now because I know that Joy Brown's only had a daughter. She has a brother, I think, too. But you'll remember that Joy Brown passed away a year ago. One of the great voices on the radio for decades. And she died actually while she was on the air. She died while she was having a conversation with her sister, So, I'm looking at Facebook yesterday, and the line across it is, "Let Dr. Joy Brown know you're thinking of her for her birthday." How does that...
Well, that's my least favorite thing ever. It means that you're still friends on Facebook with someone because your profile doesn't just go away.
Yeah.
When you die, sometimes it becomes memorialized if someone does that, but I've had that happen where you're still friends with someone, you don't unfriend them after they die.
So and you then have to you unfriend them to let it go away, is that it?
Yeah, well, unless you, I guess, block notifications from them or something, but it means that because you're still friends with them and Facebook doesn't necessarily know that they're dead, it means that you still get notifications about their birthday.
But you'd think somebody in the family or someone close to her would know, or I mean, I didn't.
But it's not always something that families think about, you know. I mean, she was older, and you know, and I don't know how old her kids are, but like that might not be something that
her daughter's in her 40s
planned for. Yeah,
yeah, and there's also my friend's brother tragically passed away 9 months ago, and she had to go through a lot of rigmarole to get the account on Facebook changed over to a tribute page, which is the new thing that Facebook does. Right. That's not brand new, but it's new-ish. And so instead of just having it look like the person is there, it's very obvious it's a tribute page when you go to her brother's site now. But that's she had to have a death certificate that she had to present to Facebook. I mean, there's a lot involved with it.
Really?
And it's a lot of effort that, you know, a family that's dealing with a recent death might not want to go through the whole process of, you know, dealing with Facebook when it's just, it's probably not their number one priority.
Hmm. All right, well, I just thought that was pretty unusual. All right, let's move on.
Do you guys remember with Facebook when they'd ask you to sign up for who your death person is?
No.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That was like
before.
A year ago. They started this campaign and they said, please, you know, it like popped up when you signed in.
Because
Facebook
of stuff
and
like this?
Yeah. And one person, like I got notified. My mom said she's made you your point of contact for when she dies on Facebook. And I went, wait a second, what's going on?
Yeah. It's super
morbid. And my mom
morbid.
Said, well, she said, they asked me and I just put you in. So, I mean, I think they did pop it up for some people. I don't know how they picked and choose that.
Wow.
Yeah, I never did it. I always thought about it, and I might still. It's very morbid to think about, but I want, like, all of my social media to just disappear.
Mm. Yeah. I don't get updates from my friend who's been dead for 10 years. Tomorrow's his birthday.
Yeah, and I have, you know, people that I knew in high school or college who've passed away, and I still see people posting on their wall, like, on, you know, on the anniversary of it, saying, oh, I'm thinking about you and all this stuff, and I just, I don't know. I don't want people to post on social media after I die. That seems very gross. I don't like it.
Ghoulish is a good word for it, yes. All right, moving along here around the nation, around the world, the long-awaited sentencing of Bo Bergdahl. Remember him? The sergeant who was convicted of leaving his post, going AWOL. His defense team, he was supposed to be sentenced this week, but Donald Trump got into the mix, and so they have asked for a continuance to have Trump's remarks taken into account. I'm laughing because this is I never agreed with the Bergdahl thing in the first place. I think there was a lot of stuff going on. There was a sort of rallying around, let's get him because he represented
Well, he
something.
Caused the death of, like, four people.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he should be thrown
really?
Away. People that are searching for you, and then they die, I'm hanging it on your neck.
Okay.
Because he's the one that took off.
So, Trump, yesterday, apparently, Trump was asked about this, and the reiteration of what he had said before, describing Bergdahl as a dirty, rotten traitor. He said he should have been executed by a firing squad or thrown from a plane without a parachute. I'm sorry. That just, I suppose it epitomizes what a lot of people think about the guy. I not disagreeing with you, Jennifer, but his mental health would predicate, if they had
don't
mental
join the army.
Health.
I mean, this is the thing. I would feel much more sorry for this guy. I'd have a shred of sympathy if we didn't, if this, you know, were somehow, they were imposing military service on this guy, if they were drafting him for service. But they aren't. And we have a volunteer armed forces in this country. So if you can't handle it, or if you don't like the missions that we're on, then get the hell out. You can't send dead bodies home to people's parents and their wives and their husbands because you just thought that you had a change of heart when you were stationed overseas. Give me a break. He is a disgrace.
I don't disagree. But the fact that's that he gross. Was there, the mental health issues that a lot of soldiers have, needs to be more something that we stress more, taking into account.
I agree with you, and I don't know what the process is. Yeah, and maybe that's one of the things that we need to evaluate in all this, because I think that's a huge part. I mean, you're asking people to do some pretty intense stuff, and they've got to be as healthy as they can be, because no doubt they're going to see a lot of damage. But still,
didn't he leave saying he or somehow he was looking for Army commanders to blow the whistle on his unit or on the leadership in his unit? Wasn't that it? The misconduct?
I think that was one of the stories that he had originally told. But you're not going to find them in the countryside in Afghanistan. You're not going to find them with Taliban fighters.
Mm-hmm. Bergdahl's lawyers continue to focus on Trump, who got all those deferments. What's that got to do with anything? All right, anyway, I don't want to talk about that anymore. I just found it interesting. The comments are so Trump.
Well, yeah, it's funny because he made those comments, but now it's going to delay the trial because they say he can't get he's not going to get a fair trial now because the president made that statement. So it's funny because, you know, he said that, and now it's going to go against it's going to be the exact opposite of what he wanted to happen now.
Yeah, if it becomes a mistrial, that's a horrible travesty to the families and the lives lost on the other end of that. That's just awful.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions announcing yesterday that MS-13, that notorious Mexican street gang, is the number one priority for the Justice Department's Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. So the group now is being targeted, and extra money is going to cities like Los Angeles, where a lot of them reside. Where are they in Los Angeles? Where do these guys hold up?
MS-13, I think usually around downtown areas. I don't really know where they're, like, the hot spot is or a territory. Yeah. MS-13 is such a problem. It's almost national territory now, which is...
They're in all the big cities.
Well, yeah, we have a big portion of it in Tacoma Park, which is, I don't know, 5 minutes down the road from where I live. So it is all over the country now.
Did I say they're Mexican? I think they're all Salvadorian.
Yeah.
The gang has been charged with firearms, breaking firearms laws, racketeering, breaking the tax laws. So the IRS is involved in this, the FBI, the DEA, ICE. Oh, my God, this is going to be a circus. But I thought it was interesting. Before this action was taken by Sessions, the task force was only able to get involved in cases involving drug trading or money laundering, but now the authority has changed so they can go after him for all kinds of things. That's how they got Al Capone. And that's, by the way, how Sessions started his address before the Police Chiefs Association yesterday. He said, quote, "Just like we took Al Capone off the streets with our tax laws, we'll use these laws to get MS-13 off the street." I thought that was very interesting. Like, these guys file tax returns.
I know, right? Good law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, right. Good luck finding that in a tax return, some of those guys. Puerto Rico now in the focus. Citizens there finding themselves still without water, food, power. Since last month, there's a group that are a part of the Red Cross, if I understand this correctly, Victoria. And there's a chef who apparently has helped helped the people without any food. His name is Jose Andres. He's cooking up. He was a restaurant owner.
Famous. I don't know if Kara, you've heard of him in D.C. He's kind of like the biggest chef
Jose
in D.C.
Andres, is he?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's a really big deal. You see him on TV a lot. He's everywhere. I think he has a Michelin star or maybe more than one. But
so
yeah,
you're making meals and shipping them down there. Is that it?
No, he's there on the ground.
There.
He's that's cool.
Yeah,
where is
he's
he getting all this stuff if there's no food? How is he?
Read the story. Keep going. It's all there.
Relief kitchens, mobile kitchens, food trucks.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's done. And so he's now made over 1 million meals for the people of Puerto Rico. And he's upset with the Red Cross because they're not doing nearly as much as he's doing.
The Red Cross is an outrage. They're an embarrassment.
Yeah, I mean, he's taken donations on his various restaurant websites, and he's taken that money, and it's gone directly to making food for hospital workers who, you know, can't really leave, and for people who just show up at the food trucks.
Here's for those of you who waste your money giving it to the Red Cross. How about you go to hashtag Chefs for Puerto Rico There's a donation page there, Chefs for Puerto Rico website, from now until the 31st of October, taking any and all of the donations that could come through. Hashtag Chefs for Puerto Rico. Sounds like a worthwhile event.
120,000 meals a day they're making now.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Yeah.
And so the food is being shipped in from the mainland. Is he bringing it in on planes?
I think, yeah.
This guy's
I'm sure it is expensive, yeah. I mean, all the chefs together have raised a lot of money so far. They're in the millions. So he basically was saying, look, you know, the Red Cross has a lot of money, FEMA has a lot of money, but if you privatize this and you allow, this is an example of, he thought he was going to be feeding maybe 3,000 to 5,000 people a day. It's 120,000 meals a day. So, you know, he said this is working and this is helping a lot. So I think he's just upset with the red tape.
Yeah. Well.
Which we all talk about.
Why wouldn't
about?
You
it's
be upset
true.
About this? Of course.
Yeah.
Just feed them and shut up. Let them get the food from wherever they want to get the food. Hey, if we collected all the food that we throw away in all the major restaurants in our major cities, they could feed the island for a year. That's how ridiculous that situation is. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know about him before. Jose Andres, I never heard of him, frankly, before. Jennifer, have you heard of this fellow? He's
no,
got
I
East
haven't.
Coast restaurants, I guess. Is that what you're saying, Jennifer? I mean, Victoria?
He's D.C.-based, and I think DC. Virginia and Maryland, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's got a couple big restaurants that during, like, D.C. Food Week and Bethesda Food Week and everything. There's Haleo and then a couple other ones that have really good reviews and really good food around here.
Like, it takes months and months to get a reservation at Haleo, his big, famous one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's really tough to get in.
Okay, so then in this circumstance, if you're in the Washington area or this area, this is the kind of restaurant I would go out of my way to patronize.
Yeah.
I would. If I knew if there was one of these restaurants in the Boston area, I'd go out of my way to patronize this guy.
Well, his Chefs for Puerto Rico donation page is only running through October 31st. So get your donations in if that's, you know, if you want to directly affect people's lives. This seems to be a pretty expedient way to do it.
Yep. So good for him. And now we know somebody who ought to become a household name. Jose Andres is the fellow we're talking about. And the name of the restaurants are, is it, they have his name? What's the name of the restaurant?
Haleo. It's J-A-L-E-O. That's and then there's another one that he has, too. I forget. There's another one that's a big name as well. But, yeah, you can just Google him, and all his stuff all comes up.
Jose Andres. Good. All right. I always like... See, that we've had a preponderance of stories like that in this hour because...
Those are the stories. Good ones. Yeah.
Yeah, they are the good ones. And then we learn how to... Patronize. I want to patronize. I really do. I want to. Two or three times a week, I want to patronize somebody like that. It's 11 minutes before the hour in the DJV experience.
What if hiring could be easier, less time consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
At 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan going through some of the interesting things that are going to affect you in the world of technology. Brought to you by the folks at Vivint Smart Home. V-I-V-I-N-T. You can Google them. You can put it into your search bar. You can do all kinds of things to find out what basically I'm going to tell you in the next 60 seconds about the smart home. Or as we say here in New England, the smart home. Number one smart home service provider. That may become a little annoying. This is not annoying. This is very cool. For somebody who's not technologically oriented, Victoria, mm-hmm. I figure this would be something that I even could wrap myself around, because what they do with the system, the Vivint system, is they put a doorbell camera. They have security cameras around the house, smart thermostats around the house, door locks, lights, window sensors, smoke detectors. All of this stuff that's in a quote-unquote connected home in one unified network, and the controls are all centralized. That's what Vivint brings to the table. Intuitive controls that eliminate the need to walk through your house flipping off all the switches and setting the temperature and all these other things when you go to bed at night. You can upgrade your home with Vivint Smart Home by calling 855-718-6167. That's 855-718-6167. As you hear me over the next weeks and months talking about this, you're going to... This is actually, you know, this would be a cool Christmas present. I want to wash my mouth out with soap when I say that. But really and truly, for somebody who's a techie in your home, well, you're in an apartment, Victoria, so this isn't going to apply to you. Anybody right. who's living in somebody else's house, this doesn't work. But for those who, maybe your parents, this would be a nice thing for your parents to have for Christmas.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, any neighborhood, anything, it's just a cool system. It's so easy to upgrade. The installers are very professional. All kinds of guarantees. So set your house up as the smart home of the future by doing it in the present. Call Vivint Smart Home to get a customized, affordable smart home system professionally installed. 855-718-6167. This is an exciting opportunity. 855-718-6167 for Vivint Smart Home. All right, so let's get to what Twitter is doing to take care of the haters.
Yes, Twitter has been criticized heavily for not doing enough to be anti-bullying, and so now they've released a whole bunch of guidelines of what they're going to be doing. Starting on October 27th, Twitter says the new definition of non-consensual nudity will change. So people who are posting revenge porn, there's going to be a much more of an effort to protect the victims rather than protecting the people who are making the posts. On November 3rd, Twitter will release new rules to suspend violent groups and organizations, as well as ban hateful imagery and hate symbols. So that's another thing they're doing. And then on November 22nd, Twitter will also prohibit hateful display names. I don't know if, Doug, you've spent a lot of time on Twitter, but there are some shockingly horrible names that people use as their Twitter handles. And so this is another thing that Twitter is going to go after. So the CEO, Jack Dorsey, said that this is obviously a longstanding abuse problem, and he said we're still not doing enough, but this is the next big step. And that his tweet was in response to the hashtag Women Boycott Twitter protest, which demonstrators stayed off Twitter on October 13th in solidarity with actress Rose McGowan, who was temporarily suspended from Twitter, basically because she had tweeted at Ben Affleck and said that, you know, during the Harvey Weinstein thing, she told Ben Affleck that that he had assaulted her. And so, and I guess Ben knew that it had happened, and that's what she was calling him out for, being a liar. And so she got suspended from Twitter for that. And a lot of people weren't happy. So yeah. It's you know, there's a lot of weeds there to sift through. So at least they're making an effort now.
All right. Google has announced what people are looking for in terms of Halloween costumes this year. Google a Halloween costume and you're going to come up with what?
Well, they list their top 20 costume searches every year. In 2016, Harley Quinn and the Joker were the top two because of Suicide Squad, the movie that came out last year. This year, movies again are inspiring people. There's Pennywise, that scary, freaky clown from the movie It. Batman, courtesy of his appearance in the Justice League. Disney's Moana and Disney's Belle from Beauty and the Beast were all in the top 20. Unicorns are still having a big year. Jennifer's going to be a unicorn this year, too. That came in at number four. The number two spot went also to last year's favorite Harley Quinn again, and the number one spot went to Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman! Right, it'd be Kara could wear that costume and get away with it.
Thanks,
Halloween.
I guess.
You're welcome, your guests. 59 past the hour on today's DJV experience.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.